بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are now on the 46th part concerning spiritual discourses. And in today's session we will discuss again that pride called to disobey the injunctions of Allah, and the second harm of pride is to reject the truth. Shaitan is the best instance that he called to reject the orders of Allah. He was driven out of Jannah by Allah as he took pride and did not prostrate before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam in obedience to Allah's command. What excuse Shaitan gave? You have created me of fire and Adam of clay. This annihilated Shaitan once and for all. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this annihilated the devil once and for all. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who rejects truth and backbites people is a proud man. In another hadith he said, he who denies truth and holds the people in contempt is a proud man. This statement, this annihilates the devil once for all, is not the statement of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand this. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created, and Allah Azza wa Jal told Shaitan, according to Tirmizi, Kitab al-Tafsir, his name was Haris, and he was told, prostrate before Adam. He refused. And he denied, he rejected. And he said that, no, he brought in a weird logical statement to prove and to try to justify his evil action. He said, I am created from fire and Adam is created from clay. And fire rises and clay goes down. So fire is higher than clay. So I am higher, therefore I am not going to prostrate to something that is lower. So this qiyas, this analogy that he made, was not correct. So the first person, according to some ulama, say the first ghair mukallid was Shaitan. And the first person who left taqleed, and the taqleed of who? Allah's instruction. So this concept of ghair mukallid, not making taqleed of the a'imma arba, also stems from pride. Because they think they know the Quran and the hadith and Quran is sufficient. We don't require the input of the a'imma arba, the four jurisprudic scholars. We don't require the input of Imam Abu Hanifa. We know more than him. That's the first step. And the second step is, we know more than him and they start criticizing him. You will find a person not making taqleed, he is puffed up with pride. Because you feel, I know everything. I know the Quran and I know the hadith. Why I require Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? Why must I follow Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi? Why must I follow Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh? Why must I follow Imam Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh? Because hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. They were men and I am men. So there is no need to follow them. And that stems from pride, the very pride that got Shaitan out of Jannah. The very pride is in the hearts, lurking in the hearts, in the inner recesses of the hearts of these people too. these Ahl-e Hadith, these Ghair Mukhallids, these current day Salafis, this Lama Zabiya group. Because pride is so much stuffed in their heart and brain that they become arrogant when they walk, how they stand in Salat, how they talk, how they express themselves. And they've got the audacity then to criticize scholars like Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Hanbal Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Whereas their entire knowledge that they possess, all of them put together, cannot match even the our knowledge of one of these great personalities. But when a person has got pride, Allah puts a screen on his eyes and a screen on his ears, a screen on his heart. He cannot comprehend, he cannot see the truth, he cannot hear the truth. So he denies it. Why? Because of pride. And here, Shaitan, he uses an upside, lopsided, corrupt analogical reasoning. Because it is not correct to say that that which is lower is inferior to that which is higher. We know in the ocean, very simple, in the ocean the weeds, they float. But down in the deep in the ocean are the pearls and the gems and the oysters and the valuables. They are down there. Although they're down there, they are more valuable. They are more valuable than the weeds on top. Although the weeds on top are higher, they look higher. But that which is in the deep, on the depth of the ocean, is more valuable, more precious. Just like we do know that, for example, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is in the heavens, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in the ground. Who is higher but Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously, because he is Afzalul Anbiya. He is the head and chief of all the Anbiya. He is the best of creation that put his foot on the surface of the earth. But he, technically speaking, is in the ground, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is up there. So that which is up does not necessarily mean that superior. Superior is whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifies as superior. Great, pious, righteous is whom Allah classifies, not us. So when Shaitan exercised this lopsided logic, he was annihilated for all. He who rejects truth and backbites people is a proud man. Two qualities Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving for a proud man. The one is that he rejects truth, and secondly, backbiting. These are the qualities. If you hear a person backbiting, slandering, gossiping, that's elements of pride, signs of pride. And if a person rejects the truth, you present Quran to him, he rejects it. You present Sunnah to him, he rejects it. You present statements of the great scholars of Islam, he rejects it. You present the statement of the wise people, he rejects it. You present the way of Jannat, he rejects it. Why? Because he has pride in the heart. And a person who belittles others in their absence, even if he's truthful, he looks down upon others, backbites others, he speaks ill of them, he slanders them. And then the tale-bearer who takes from this side and this side, all these things are signs of pride and arrogance. In another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who denies truth and holds the people in contempt is a proud man." Now here again, it is reiterated the qualities of those who have pride. He denies the truth. And what prevents him from accepting Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What prevents him from leaving the wrong path? For example, in these days you'll get people who know music is haram, who know dancing is haram, who know intermingling of sexes is haram, who know fornication is haram, adultery is haram, who know alcohol drinking is haram, drug taking is haram, who know fully well that all these innovations that we are perpetrating on a daily basis, all those things are not proven. Why they do not want to repent? Why does not want a person, when you present all the dalail, the proof, that see, music is haram, see that the gambling is haram, horse racing is haram, going to the casino is haram. Why the person does not want to accept this? Because of pride inside. Pride is the barrier. Pride is not allowing him that, listen, I am wrong. Logically speaking, when a person is presented with dalail, and even in the academic world, why unfortunately you find so many ulama that when dalail, proof is presented, they do not accept because of pride. Why people are still eating haram chickens? When so much of proof is presented, proof upon proof, that these commercially cut chickens are absolutely haram. How on earth can you slaughter a chicken in 2 seconds? How on earth can the chicken be stunned, such a small bird, and then slaughtered? It is slaughtered dead. A dead bird has been slaughtered after stunning. How we can accept that the so-called slaughtered small bird put into boiling water, where then the whole chicken, the intestines and the feces, everything is cooked. And when you tell the public and you tell them, see, you cannot eat that, they say, no. How can we eat a chicken that has got brine inside? And even the health minister is saying that you should not eat that. But truth will not be accepted because of pride. How can I come down from my position? And this will be my position down. And this will be bringing me down. And then forget the commercial aspect and the commercial benefit and the millions that are made. So because of these things, a person will not accept truth. How can a person stop the innovation? When you tell a person you are innovating, he does not want to relent. Why he does not want to relent? Because of pride. He feels, how can I leave what my forefathers said? And that is why Abu Talib did not want to accept Islam. Pride. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab around him telling him, how dare you think of leaving the deen, the religion of your forefathers? Again, our customs, why we do not want to leave? Because of pride. Our rituals, why we do not want to leave? Because of pride. Our innovations, and daily we inventing more innovations. Why we don't want to leave? Because of pride. So pride is destroying our morality, our modesty. Pride is destroying our ability to look towards the truth. Why? Because of pride, a person does not want to hear the truth. He doesn't want to listen to the truth. He doesn't want to acknowledge the truth. How will he acknowledge the truth when he does not even want to listen to the truth? So we should be very careful and know that the signs of pride are the person rejects the truth. He begins to backbite and he holds others in contempt. Allah protect us. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.